Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. New Delhi sends fifth tranche of emergency material to flood-hit Nepal. Death toll crosses 1,200 with over 4,000 people still missing. India draws $136 billion through Forex swap scheme to bolster rupee. Japanese credit rating agency upgrades India's sovereign rating to A- from BBB+ amid strong economic growth. Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever to arrive in New Delhi tonight on a three-day visit to India. And Iran vows new strategy against US following latest escalation between two sides. And now the news in detail. India has stepped up its relief operation in flood-hit Nepal, with New Delhi delivering a fifth tranche of emergency material. India's ambassador to Nepal in a social media post shared that the fifth Indian aircraft carrying relief and rescue assistance arrived in the Himalayan nation this afternoon. The aircraft carried an 11-member rescue team equipped with specialized tunnel rescue equipment, along with 5.5 tons of essential medicines. We have a report.
The flash floods triggered by the collapse or avalanche of ice and rock near the Nepal-Tibet border devastated towns and villages in northern and central Nepal on the 26th of last month. The death toll from devastating flash floods in the Himalayan nation has risen to 1,204 with over 4,200 people still missing as rescuers battled rain and debris to trace those believed to be trapped in the tunnels along the course of the Bhotekoshi River and underground powerhouses. The 11 rescue experts from India have moved close to Trishuli Bazaar along with specialized equipment. They are expected to commence their work from tomorrow in coordination with the Nepal Army. Meanwhile, Nepal Prime Minister Balendra Shah, while speaking in Parliament today, thanked India for its quick response to the devastating flash floods. Addressing the House of Representatives, Mr. Shah acknowledged the emergency assistance provided by India and China, including relief supplies, technical support and rescue personnel. The Prime Minister said the devastation caused by the flash floods stands as a stark warning of escalating climate risks in the Himalayan region and called on the international community to share responsibility for mitigating its impacts. Swati Rukheja for World News.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met World Bank President Ajay Banga on sidelines of the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting at Asheville in the United States. The two leaders discussed further strengthening the India-World Bank Group partnership. The discussions also covered a sector-based, programmatic approach to credit enhancement for infrastructure. In an interview after the talks, World Bank President Ajay Banga said India has the potential to grow beyond 8% trajectory.
The Iran war and the implications of pricing on energy and fertilizers. Think about the whole situation of India still sorting through its tariff debate with the United States at that time. And then add on to that the El Nino impact. And through all that, if you've been able to deliver that kind of growth, it tells you the underlying structural growth opportunity in India. India is now delivering regularly 7-8% growth. And I think there's opportunity to go even beyond that.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also met Managing Director of International Monetary Fund, IMF, Kristalina Georgieva. Ms. Kristalina appreciated India's strong economic performance and track record, noting the strength built by the Indian economy. Ms. Sitharaman also interacted with European Commissioner for Economy, Valdis Dombrovskis. Japanese credit rating agency JCRA has upgraded India's sovereign rating to A- from BBB+, citing the country's solid economic growth, robust private consumption and public investment, along with improvements in the soundness of its financial system. In an official statement today, JCRA said, the Indian economy has maintained a high growth rate supported by strong private consumption and public investment. India's finance ministry said the upgrade reflects the country's solid economic growth, the effectiveness of economic policies in strengthening the foundations for growth, and the improved soundness of the financial system. India's central bank today said it had attracted over $136 billion in inflows under its forex swap facility as of the 31st of last month, with most of these coming through a dollar deposit scheme aimed at the diaspora. The Reserve Bank of India received $127.2 billion via foreign currency in non-resident deposits, $3.89 billion via external commercial borrowings, and $5.26 billion through overseas foreign currency borrowings. The Reserve Bank of India had introduced a set of measures in June, including concessional swap facilities aimed at attracting foreign currency to shore up the rupee. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar reached Poland today on an official visit aimed at enhancing bilateral ties. During his visit, Dr. Jayashankar will hold talks with Poland's Deputy Prime Minister, Radoslaw Sikorski. After concluding his engagements in Poland, the External Affairs Minister will travel to Ukraine, where he's scheduled to hold talks with his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sibiha. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Prime Minister of Belgium, Bart De Wever, will arrive in New Delhi tonight on a three-day visit to India. Prime Minister De Wever is being accompanied by Belgian Minister of Defence, Theo Franklin. This will be Prime Minister De Wever's first visit to India since taking office in February last year. He will hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow to discuss the entire spectrum of bilateral relations, including trade and investment, defence and security, and renewable energy. More from our correspondent.
This is the first visit by a Belgian Prime Minister to India in two decades, marking a significant new phase in India-Belgium relations. The visit reflects the continued momentum of high-level exchanges between India and Belgium. It will also reinforce Belgium's important role in strengthening India-EU relations. Belgium is an important economic partner for India and Europe. Bilateral trade reached over $13 billion in 2025-26. Diamond trade, with Antwerp as a major global diamond hub, remains a significant component of bilateral commerce. The Belgian Prime Minister is also scheduled to visit Mumbai on 4th September, highlighting the strong economic foundations of the partnership. His planned visit to the Bharat Diamond Bourse underscores the importance of the diamond trade in bilateral relations and opportunities for further cooperation in the sector. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has unequivocally condemned the act of vandalism of a century-old Hindu temple in Pakistan. In response to media queries regarding reported demolition of the temple in Siraj village at Narowal, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the vandalism of a century-old minority place of worship as reprehensible. India has also asked the Pakistani government to take immediate remedial measures to restore the desecrated temple and fulfill its primary obligation to guarantee the safety, security, and well-being of all its minority citizens and their cultural heritage. Iran today warned that it would adopt a new strategy in its ongoing conflict with the United States following the latest escalation between the two sides. In a social media post, Supreme National Security Council Secretary Mohsin Rezai said that Iran's new strategy on the battlefield, in diplomacy and in countering the economic blockade, would shatter the foundations of its adversaries. The warning came after a fresh wave of Iranian attacks on U.S. positions across West Asia. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said its forces targeted U.S. bases in Jordan, UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region. The strikes followed U.S. military operations against Iranian targets, which Tehran said killed 18 people. The International Cricket Council today moved the inaugural Women's Champions Trophy 2027 to India from Sri Lanka. The six-team event will be played in Mumbai and Vadodara from the 14th to 28th of February. Sri Lanka was dropped as host as the sport is grappling with governance issues in the island nation, with the ICC board approving India as the new host. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi sends fifth tranche of emergency material to flood-hit Nepal. Death toll crosses 1,200 with over 4,000 people still missing. India draws $136 billion through forex swap scheme to bolster rupee. Japanese credit rating agency upgrades India's sovereign rating to A- from BBB+ amid strong economic growth. Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever to arrive in New Delhi tonight on a three-day visit to India. And Iran vows new strategy against United States following latest escalation between two sides. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.